The Metropolitan Museum is extremely fortunate to have no fewer than a dozen Turkmen turban-style helmets, very rare 15th century armor, to come to the New World.
That's Stuart Peer from the Met's Department of Arms and Armor.
They're massive. They weigh only about 2 to 3 pounds, but they're extremely forceful as three-dimensional objects, sculptural, monumental. They obviously were too big to fit a human head without some kind of cloth lining or even a turban beneath. Each one has a different and distinctive shape, whether it's straight-sided or curved, or even in one example before you, a continuous spiral up to the top of the helmet, and below the eyes, a curtain of mail, interlinked rings forming a flexible, lightweight defense, covered him from his eyes to his neck. The helmets are inscribed with titulars, that is, names of titles, the ruler, the hero, the sultan. They're emblematic of a people who saw themselves in the guise of the great heroes of their own ancient people and of their literary heroes. But they also carry over onto the body armor, which is shown in this case, that covers the chest and back, the arms and the legs. So the entire suit of armor, you might call it, is one continuous complementary inscription. These were its outstanding works of art, not only in their sculptural shaping of a single plate of iron, but also in their decoration, the decoration that's integral in their form and also applied in terms of the foliate ornament and inscriptions. We have nothing truly comparable to that in 15th century European armor.